I want to talk to you tonight about from acknowledgement to honor.
Amen.
From acknowledgement to honor. I also God wants to set a reminder to the reason he's going so hard on honor. He desires true oneness and true peace being established.
Yes.
The whole purpose about honor is to bring us to that level that they knew in the book of Acts, that the church knew. The earlier in our series, we remember on how the church that we discovered the church elevating to a place of being the true body of Christ. We saw that in the word. We all saw it. I marveled at it. I could speak for myself that it came from a place where God had challenged them. Not even, it wasn't even a challenge to them because of how they were already in position of acknowledging him. Breaking bread daily from house to house.
Yes.
They were already in a position of true acknowledgement. So we see the joining that they undertook when the Father, with the Father, and how he endorsed every miracle, he endorsed every sign and every wonder. It all happened when they came into oneness of heart and mind concerning their substance given. They went from acknowledging the Father to honoring the Father. And if we can go and just take a look in the book of Acts, chapter 2, we're going to go there. My notes are on the screen. But Acts chapter 2, and we're going to look at that, just that quick account, and just watch how they grew from a place of acknowledgement. Then the Lord challenged or spoke a word to them. I can't even, again, when you're in the place of acknowledgement, it becomes very simple to honor. All right. So then he spoke a word about them giving all that they had and selling their possessions. And then we see them elevate to this place of oneness. They became the body of Jesus Christ in the earth. But God, I've been plowing, and God had just said to me on Sunday, he had given me spoke. I heard it myself, like I was listening to another preacher. How can you honor if you don't acknowledge? How is it? And that's why it starts in Proverbs. Before it talks about honor the Lord with thy substance, it talks about acknowledging first. And I saw a progression of why honoring could become possible and why it's been difficult for some. It's been difficult. And listen, when we're all grown folk, we don't have to hide. It's been difficult for some to say, you know what, Lord, whatever I have, give I unto thee. You know what I mean? Whatever it is I've got, whatever, me, myself, whatever part of my life. Elder Allison and I were in fellowship, and she had asked me a question, and the answer to the question she had asked, I'll get right to the answer because you'll understand it. The reason why some we can't honor with certain things is because in certain percentages or certain portions of our lives is because we live in that place. We live there. You know, we can give this or we can give that, but we don't live there. Like tithe and first fruit, we haven't lived there, several of us, in a long time. That has automatically become God's and over the years because of our consistency with it. But when the Lord came to us about honoring with the rest of the lump, it challenged us in different ways because the lump, when you start to deal with the lump goes from your finances, and then the lump starts to deal with you, starts to get into your business. And so it gets into areas when you really start to honor God, it starts to get into areas that you already live in, that you hold dear. So if you're a tither, it's easy to tithe because you're used to it. You've already disconnected from it. Well, God is saying, let's do that with everything else you have, including your soul. Let's disconnect from dealing with the financial side of things. Then let me get into the areas that you live in your soul, because a true substance giver is going to end up giving his or her soul at the end of the day. And it feels so good when you start to release these things. It feels so right when you start to reestablish what isn't a pseudo relationship with God. It
Amen.
becomes so authentic and it becomes so powerful.
Yes, it does.
So let's check out the book of Acts, chapter 2, picking up at verse 41. Let's see how they went from acknowledgement to honor. In verse 41, it says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." All right. Verse 42, we connected with acknowledgement right away. "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common." All that believed were together and had all things common. "And Amen. Sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people.
Bless God.
And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Now, it says here, they continued steadfastly. This is where we see acknowledgement. The word continued means to be present. They were present, all right? And steadfastly means to be earnest towards. To be earnest towards, it means constantly diligent. It means to attend assiduously all the exercises. So they're attending assiduously all the exercises, or they're attending assiduously to a person that they're adhering to. The word assiduously means with great care and perseverance. So what were they doing? They were constantly present with great care and perseverance in what? In the apostles' doctrine, in the rhema word.
Yes.
They were there. They were there. Listen, they were earnest. They were there with a diligence. They were assiduous. They were there in an assiduous manner with great care and perseverance. These people were acknowledging God. Prior to God telling them, they're giving them the mind of his spirit to sell their possessions, they were already in a position of acknowledging him. How can you honor? That deals with our question for the night. How in the world can you honor someone that you don't acknowledge? It's impossible. You're not going to kabod someone. You're not going to kabod the Lord if you're not in an assiduous way with him, if you're not exercising diligently. This is why the mind of the Spirit could come to them about giving and selling their possessions and getting one another out of debt. But in essence, it's honoring God. But they were there with great care. There was a time, and I'm going to speak to some of you on the line right now. There was a time that you were in the Rhema word with great care and great perseverance. It didn't become mundane. It didn't become something that you stopped earnestly taking an earnest heed to, which we'll look at again from an old store. But you took a more earnest heed. You were diligent at one time. The Rhema carried weight in your life. If you get lackadaisical with Rhema, what else is there for you? Now, yes, you can become lackadaisical with the letter, but my God, don't get lackadaisical with the Rhema, because God told me something very simple. He said to get lackadaisical with Rhema is to get lackadaisical with me.
It's true.
When you stop seeking Rhema diligently, you're not any longer looking for me. You're living on your own regard and in your own means. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Listen, play with the letter, fine. Get lazy with the letter, Fine, it was killing you anyway. But do not become despondent with the rhema word. Do Amen. Not lose the sight or the glimpse of the study of what God is saying. When you stop acknowledging God, listen, there's a reason behind God becoming, if you will, fanatical about getting us into a place of honor. It's all because he wants to raise the body of Christ in the earth. He wants to favor it and empower it so that it can be the sign and wonder it's supposed to be, and so that you can live in the effects of the body.
Amen.
That Amen. You can experience what it is to be Jesus in the earth.
Yes.
To walk in power, favor, influence, to walk in wealth and prosperity, to walk in kingdomness, to seriously. Yes. He's not trying to make you honor because he wants your dollars. He's trying to get you into a position so he can join you perfectly unto himself.
Amen.
Amen. They stayed in the apostles' doctrine in an assiduous manner. It was with great care. I love that. There's such an anointing on with great care. That to me, sounds like they took the word into their hands and they got to know it. They Amen. Played with it. They it was like getting a Rubik's Cube for the first time, and they're moving the pieces and they're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's with great care is how they were moving with the word.
Amen.
And they did it with a perseverance. They didn't give up because it didn't produce. They didn't stop because it didn't produce. They kept moving the pieces together. They kept moving with great care in the apostles' doctrine. And then the outcome was an explosion of the Holy Spirit with Amen. No restrictions. All right. This is how they acknowledge. So we see they acknowledge with great care. They were present. Not only were they present, they were earnest and assiduous. They handled the word with great care. They acknowledged the word. They were diligent with the word. Honoring with their substance became very easy because they were already in a place of acknowledgement. An old store word here in Hebrews 2:1, it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. The word earnest means, we know it means more frequent. It means exceeding some number or measure or rank or need. It means this, and I think of you, Elder Donna, it means more than is necessary. Then I saw a word there in the Greek that translated extraordinary, very unusual. The way we study has to be extraordinary. The way that we care for the word has to be very unusual.
Amen.
It's got to become strange, very abnormal to regular Christians. Very different from what is normal or ordinary is what extraordinary means. And that's what it means to really taking in more earnest heed. That you're doing it beyond measure. All right? If you don't, watch this. If you don't go to those extremes, the Bible says to become extraordinary in the word that you've heard. Because if you're not extraordinary, it can slip. If you're not more frequent, if you're not beyond measure and rank, if it's not extraordinary, it's out of here. It can't be some ordinary thing that you do. Great athletes don't practice like other folks that want to just make the team. Great athletes that want to be the best do extraordinary things. They Amen. Take an extra 100 shots. From the free throw line after everybody else took their 100, they stay back and take another 100. They do another 50 laps or another 50 suicides. They're doing extraordinary things. Why? Because they don't want to be ordinary. Well, the Bible
Bless
is telling
God.
us that we've got to be the same exact way. We've got to become extraordinary in our studies and in how we handle the word, how we test and try the word over our lives.
Amen.
If you're not in an extraordinary manner with God and how you're in the word, then it will slip. And the word slip means this, to flow by. It means it will carelessly pass. It'll glide by. I like this definition. It means, lest the salvation which these things heard show how to obtain slip away from us. We are being taught how to obtain prosperity and
Amen.
Absolute authentic peace
Amen.
In God, becoming substance givers. Now, if we don't become extraordinary in this word, the salvation that it's pointing to will slip away from us.
Wow.
It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
God is revealing salvation on a high level. We got to be extraordinary people in the rainbow word. Forget the dumb stuff. Buckle up, man. Get back on your horse and ride. There's nothing in this world worth allowing this salvation to slip away. They showed it in the book of Acts. They took a more earnest heed, breaking bread from house to house. Daily, sunup to sunup, these guys were relentless in the word of God. That became their only pursuit. They sold their possessions. They went from a place of acknowledgement to a place of honor.
Amen. Amen.
And in that, they saw the full promise of Proverbs chapter 3, which we're going to look at, come to pass over their lives. It became health to all their navel, health to all their flesh. It became the marrow within their bones. It became the substance of how they lived. They lived in a supernatural dimension, physically and financially. Why? Because they were extraordinary in the word.
Amen.
They were extraordinary. When someone asks you how you're doing today, just say, I'm extraordinary. I'm very unusual. I'm far from normal. That's how I'm doing. I'm not normal. Why? Because I'm caught up in the rhema word, living it, walking it out, doing it, experiencing it. And my God, it's really captivating me. So this isn't just pertaining to different things we've learned. This pertains to God himself. Listen, don't when we let what we've learned slip in Rhema, we're letting God slip.
Yes.
We're losing our hold on God. He's not losing his hold on us, but we certainly lose our hold on him. It pertains to God himself. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We lose our place of joining. We lose our place of peace. We essentially lose God. He didn't leave us, but we certainly leave him. The cares of this life come and choke them out. If they're choking the word, it's choking God. So ask yourselves a question. Are you acknowledging? Maybe this will help you get to a dimension of honor. Do you really acknowledge God like this in the manner that you should be? If your answer is no, then you'll never, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You'll never be a real person that honors him. You'll never leave the pseudo place of peace that you've been living in and that you've always known. You got to, because sometimes the rubber has to hit the road. It has to meet the road. And you got to say, you know what? It really isn't producing that which I've been hearing. What am I doing wrong? Are you acknowledging God? If it's not extraordinary and you playing the Thursday and Sunday game, then I'm sorry to tell you, you're never going to be one that honors. And if you don't come into a position of honor, if you don't, you're never going to fully join yourself to the body of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling the straight up and down truth. You're never going to come into the oneness with the Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Your kingdom life and relationship will go on being fabricated. And I mean it just like that. I'm not pulling any punches. It will be fabrication. It will be pseudo. You'll have clouds without rain. You'll never experience Christ in his kingdom like you should. You never will. You'll never come into it. It's all about acknowledging. It's all about acknowledging. Can we go over? I'm going to open my Bible because you have to forgive me here. I'm going to open my Bible just for a second. I'm going to go over to the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to read you Proverbs chapter 3, all right, which you've been hearing for the last several weeks. But look at the pattern of it here, all right? Proverbs chapter 3, all right? I'm going to pick up at verse number Let's pick up at verse number 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7 is likened unto verse 6. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Part A is just like verse number 6. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then you can come into verse number 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. In all of thy ways, the word ways means in every mode of action you have, acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. The word acknowledge, which you already know what it means, but we'll tap on it right here. We'll tap on the word acknowledge. It means to know, to perceive. See what God has to say about your mode of action. My God, he's so cut out of so many things that we do because that's the place of our soul. That's where we live. That's our space. That's what Jonah did and said, bump that. I'm paying the fare. I'm going over to Tarshish. I'm not heading to Nineveh. Jonah was in his feelings. He lived there concerning doggone Tarshish. He didn't want them to get God's grace on them. He didn't want nothing to do with it because he was an enemy of Tarshish. Nineveh, excuse me. He was an enemy of Nineveh. He didn't want to go. So he's moving over to Tarshish. He was expressing himself through where he lived, where his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotion was. We got to start digging in and acknowledging God. And the only way that you'll do this is by spending an extraordinary amount of time in what he's saying. Amen. Then he will cause you to see in things that you want to act upon. And seeing the results of God's perception, experiencing the results, makes it very easy to honor him. When you exceed what and taste the goodness of the Lord, man, when you begin to taste and see, I'm trying to tell you, honoring becomes easy. But you can only taste and see his goodness by way of acknowledging him, and he will direct your paths. Which way are your paths going? All your paths become peace. The word direct, watch this word, direct. He will direct your path. Watch this. To be straight or even, to make right or pleasant, to make right, pleasant, or prosperous. So in his directing, he's making you right, pleasant, and prosperous. When he directs your paths, it's into right living, pleasant living, and prosperous living. So by the time you see a right and pleasant, prosperous path in front of you, when he says to honor with your substance, it becomes very easy. Because of the power and because of the blessing of acknowledging him. Somebody say amen if you're hearing this.
Amen.
Amen.
But you lose the place of acknowledgement when you lose the love of the Rhema word. Listen, if you acknowledge the Rhema, you're acknowledging God. That's all you got to know. So many of us has fallen in love with the study. You didn't realize falling in love with the study, you fell in love with God. And by doing that, you're in a place of acknowledgement. Now you're going to see a bright, pleasant, and prosperous path open before you. So when the Lord speaks his mind about honoring him with the lump, not just the tithe and first fruit, but when God speaks to you about the rest of your substance, or then God speaks to you about a part of your life that he wants you to submit, it becomes very easy. Why? Why is it easy, Apostle? Because you're seeing a right and pleasant and prosperous path unfold.
Thank you, God.
So now I can give him who I am. So now I can give him the rest of my substance. I can detach myself from it. And now I can really start to see the influx of great grace.
Mm-hmm.
It says there, it shall be health unto thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then, here we go, we get to honor the Lord with our substance here and with the first fruit of all of our increase. See, I know why. See, this increase that's described in verse number 9, this increase is coming straight from heaven.
Yes.
And you, beloved, understand it's coming from heaven, so you're able to recycle it by sowing it back as God requires. As God says, give. You know the source is heaven. You know it's an unbreakable source. You know it's a source that never runs out. You know that there's no way you can give past what God is going to cause you to receive. And you're so alive in the place of honor. You're so alive. It all started with you acknowledging him again. Now the cycle of prosperity makes total sense. Now you're being elevated into the perfect place of God's peace. Now you're moving in the shalom, shalom, the shalom and the shalva of God perfectly. No interruptions. There's a flow coming. You're taking the more earnest heed, and what you have learned is not slipping, but you're seeing it reproduce over and over and over again. Verse 10 starts to kick in. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You're flowing in this thing. Why? Because now in Acts, we look over there. If I look back in Acts, they went from acknowledging into a place of honor where they sold their possessions. Then we see them tuck back in again after they sell their possessions. They go back into acknowledging. It says again, and they broke their bread from house to house.
Yes.
So they went from acknowledgement to honor back into acknowledgement. Why?
Yes,
to keep the cycle of blessing flowing freely.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
As soon as they did what they did and everybody came out of debt, they didn't sit there and just celebrate good with evil. No, they jump back into the Rhema word of God, back into the place of acknowledgement.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hey, God. See, that's going beyond measure. That's talking about acknowledging beyond the need. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Watch this now. Okay, watch this. Watch this. Yes, Lord. I give you glory. I give you glory. I'm almost done. Watch. Just, there are two reasons here. Let me look at this here. There are two reasons. Two reasons to acknowledge. There's two reasons, all right? And the first reason I'm going to read, I'm just going to read to you in Psalms 103, 1 through 14. I hope you can imbibe the first reason, and I hope you don't need the second reason. But I want you to please remember something here. Remember this God. Remember him like this, all right? Two reasons to acknowledge. Glory be to God, yes. The first is in Psalms 103, 1 through 14. Just listen. That's all you need to do. It says a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, oh my. If I start crying, just hang in there. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. This is a reason why you can acknowledge him. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father, my God, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Now, if you can't acknowledge him for that, if you can't pick one verse to say, you know what? He did not deal with me according to my sin. He did not reward me according to my iniquities, because the Bible says the wages of that should be death. But my Lord, he did not deal with me like that. He did not treat me in that manner. I can and I will acknowledge the Lord. I can bless him. I can become extraordinary with him. Why? Because like a father pitieth his children, so my God has pitied me. I can acknowledge God.
Jesus.
There's a reason. He remembers my frame. He knows my weaknesses. He knows my issues. But he's got favor over me. He's got mercy over me. He's got, oh my God, he deals with me in a way where his mercies are plenteous. For me, I don't know about you, but when I read this, I began to weep, and it began to make me understand he didn't deal with me after my trouble, after my sins. He didn't deal with me according to my iniquities. That's a reason I can acknowledge him. There's a reason that I can come in and become extraordinary and love on his word. Because loving on his word is loving on him. Why? He's loving on me in at my worst. Yeah, there's a reason. It's the first reason we can acknowledge. There's a first reason he redeems my life from destruction. He redeems my life with destruction. Even when I don't remember, even when I'm in a pinch, I'm in going through something, he puts a word in my mouth for my situation.
Yes, he does.
I haven't even been acknowledging him, but he still says, let me tell you what you need to say to this circumstance. Let me bring back to your remembrance who I am while you're going through this hellish moment. That's a reason I should acknowledge him. That's a reason. He made ways unto Moses, and he makes ways unto Todd too. Oh yeah, I got a reason to acknowledge him. He's been better than good for me. There's a reason why I can acknowledge him. That's the first reason. That's the reason I choose right there. You see, we forget this. It has slipped away from many of us. That psalm right there, 103, has slipped from us. And we go on living in a mundane way. We go on living in a lackadaisical way. We go on living without acknowledging God. Say what you will, but it's the truth. The Lord hasn't dealt with us after our sins, neither has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. The wages should have been death. We've been far from death, people of God. He's maintained his favor over our lives. We so often forget the tender mercies of our Father. We so often, let God, forget to acknowledge who it is that's giving us mere breath in our lungs. Who it is that's keeping us in our right minds every doggone day when we wake up. How can we honor who we have stopped acknowledging? How can we honor him? We don't even acknowledge his mercies. We don't even acknowledge the things he's doing on a regular basis, even when you don't deserve, or it seems like we don't deserve. How can you honor a person that does all that? You don't even acknowledge the fact that he did it or is doing it. You're never going to jump to honor. But that's one reason why we should acknowledge. Here's another reason. Or does it have to come to this for you to acknowledge him? Does it have to come down to this? In Hosea chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, it says, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb, yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your wound? So they sought another king to help them when they were going through it, but he couldn't do nothing to help them. Verse 14 says, for I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early. Is this when you're going to acknowledge God? Is this when you're going to turn to him in the place of your affliction? Remember what we read over there in the New Testament, how Paul said this, if I suffer as an evildoer, even unto bonds. There is a place that we can suffer because we just don't acknowledge God. We just keep doing us. So when the affliction comes, is that when you're going to seek him early? The word early there actually translates earnestly. Oh, now you want to become diligent because you recognize an affliction. I choose Psalms 103 to recognize the God that has not judged me, that has not convicted me, that has not, but has still had grace over me, that has not rewarded me because of my sin. He has not dealt with me according to my iniquity. He's been there as favor unto me. I choose to acknowledge him there.
Amen, God. Amen.
I don't need an affliction for me to seek him earnestly. I want to honor him anyway. The only thing he's doing is magnifying salvation within my being. And I'm acknowledging him more and more and more. It's becoming health unto my navel. The word navel means it's becoming the center of my strength. My acknowledging God is becoming the center of my strength.
Bless God.
So now I'm not waiting on affliction to come for me to earnestly seek him. See, it goes either way. It does. It swings both ways again. Psalms 139, 11, and 12, and I'm just about done. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. This time I choose light. I don't need to learn to acknowledge God through darkness. The Bible says that the Lord chastens whom he loves. I don't need his chastening love. I just want his love, his mercy, his grace. And I want to recognize and lift my hands to it, stay in the study of what he's trying to do for my life. And I'll acknowledge him in the study. I'll grow to experience him in the study. It will become the center of my strength. And then when the Lord says, Todd, sow this seed or give that, I will honor the Lord with my substance. I will honor the Lord with the first fruit of all of my increase. Because I'm in the flow. I go from acknowledgement to honor.
Thank you.
I live in the cycle of the blessing of both. I get blessed in the acknowledgement.
Bless you, Jesus.
And in the acknowledgement, I increase, and then I honor the Lord with that increase. But that increase is coming by way of my acknowledgement. It causes substance. But again, how can you honor who you don't acknowledge? And beloved, I hate to tell you this, and when you don't acknowledge, you don't increase. You still have the slave, Adam's slave mentality to hard labor. And you become owners of things that don't belong to you. But he's broken that mindset. Chooses love the easy way or chooses chastening love the hard way. Either way, if you've been chosen, you will acknowledge him at one time or another.
The truth.
Don't let it be through the affliction that he has to allow to come. Just so you can honor him. No, don't do that. Save the drama. Meditate on Psalms 103. Think about how many times he lets you slide without blasting you or openly shaming you because of the mistakes you've been making in life.
Yes.
Think about how he's been a covering over you.
Yes.
How much grace you wake up to every morning. Think about it and then put the skirt, the covering of his word over you every day. Put that over you every day and let that be what covers you as you acknowledge him in it. And then you do what they didn't ask, man. You get it in your hands, you handle it, you manipulate it, you work it out. Feel after how this thing works. You become extraordinary.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak that into your spirit right now, that you become extraordinary in the word.
Yes, God.
I speak that into your spirit. Those of you that are on the line and listening to this message, I speak into your spirit right now that you become extraordinary. Hallelujah. You become extraordinary in the word. You become extraordinary. You go beyond. Listen, if that's already you and you're there, you need to lift your hands to him and let him know, I'm already acknowledging you daily. So honoring you is easy. Now let the blessings of acknowledgement and the blessings of honor overtake my life. Yes, Lord, let it overtake, let it overrun my life. Because I go beyond that which is necessary. I'm feeling after this. I'm getting to know it, Lord. I'm handling it with my own hands. Now perfect my honor.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
And as you multiply me, get me back into acknowledgement. Let me live in a place where I acknowledge you in all of my ways. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
And we give you praise for it, Jesus.
Thank you.
Give you praise for it, Lord.
Thank you.
Jay Watt says this is really good. Elder Donna says, bless God. Jay Watt says, amen. And Elder Allison says, hasty feet have slowed. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Get yourself back in your rhema word, people of God.
Amen.
It will become so easy for you to honor from there.
Hallelujah.
You never knew how God was about to favor you just for being in the rhema. That is where substance comes from. Mm-hmm. You thought substance comes from after you sow an honored seed. Substance comes out of acknowledgement. Then you honor the Lord because he blessed you with substance. Then you give a first fruit because he blessed you with. But where did that substance come from? Acknowledging, staying in the rain. Oh, you think I'm crazy? Read Proverbs chapter 3 again. Your barns get filled with plenty because of the cycle of acknowledgement. And then all of that favor comes in. And then verse 9 hits and says, okay, now that you got some substance, honor the Lord with thy substance. And with the first fruit of all of thine increase. Where did that come from? From acknowledging. Staying in the rhema. At the end of the day, people of God, when you sow, you're sowing by rhema. It's a rhema. You're in the rhema and you're acknowledging rhema. And so it's all coming through acknowledgement. All that's coming is because he's given you a revelation on it and you're in it. You're extraordinary with it. And it's producing. It's producing.
Bless God.
Mm-hmm. It says it right there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Then he says here, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Oh, yeah. Then after all that stuff starts to happen, talks about finding favor, all this stuff starts to go down. Length of days is found over here in the acknowledgement. All that stuff is all up in there. And then he says, okay, after it increases you, then honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Mm-hmm. Now you've got the cycle of increase moving like it's supposed to. Jesus.
Bless God.
Mm-hmm. He said he'll direct your paths. Remember the word direct? This is before honor with substance. The word direct meant, he's going to make give you a right, pleasant, and prosperous path. Prosperity already comes, and that's the only reason why you honor. It's because he's already prospered you, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Father, your word is done. It is yea and amen to us. We give you glory for it right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. We thank you for thank the anointing you. That's on the word. And I thank you, Lord, for extraordinary vessels rising tonight.
Yes, God.
Back into the rain of word like madmen. Thank you, Jesus. And I say it to you, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You won't be stopped getting into this word. You won't be stopped from becoming extraordinary. And he will bless, direct your paths.
Amen.
They will be full of prosperity.
Thank you, Jesus.
And honoring will be made easy. I'm done right there. God bless you guys. God bless you. If you want to sow a seed, here it is. $ True Gospel Men's. If you have a tithe you want to give and release, do so. First fruit givers, continue to give your first fruits. If you're zelling, if you're going to do a Cash App, $ True Gospel Men's. If you're going to zell it, truegospelmens@aol.com is the address you use.
Amen.
But I pray God's blessing over every hearer tonight.
Yes.
I pray his blessing, his strength, and his power. You're going to go from acknowledgement to honor.
Yes.
Praise God. And you're going to watch the cycle of prosperity and peace be made truly manifest. You won't miss a beat. I promise you're not going to miss a beat. God bless you guys. And remember, gather up those fragments that remain, those oohs and ahs that you heard. Get your phone out if you got a phone and you heard something that was intriguing. Type it in your notes so you can remember it, so you can look at it and let that fragment become a meal and sustain you.
Amen.
Take a more earnest heed, praise God.
Yes, God.
That none of these things that we heard slip.
Yes, God.
Amen. I love you guys. Be blessed tonight.